A new Sikh temple has opened in Rogers, the second in the state. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich met with the temple priest as well as a temple committee member to provide us a glimpse into their religious tradition.
Man Singh, the priest of the Northwest Arkansas Sikh Temple Society, completes his two-hour morning prayer. We're alone in the Gurdwara, Sikh term for temple. It's Tuesday. Sundays are crowded with Sikhs traveling from Northwest Arkansas and Southwest Missouri. Man Singh says he's learning English, so declined talking on tape. In conversation, he refers to himself as this one, rather than I. He's very handsome beneath his long black flowing beard, dressed in white, his waist-long hair caught up beneath a maroon turban. Sikhs never cut their hair. Man Singh is from New Delhi. He arrived here several years ago, he said, leaving behind a wife and three children because he was asked by the congregation to come. His family will eventually follow. He prepares some black tea for us with a bit of cardamom, lots of milk and sugar, and offers a traditional prasad, a blessing, a handful of dried almonds with tiny white candies. He also lays out a tray of confections for the interview. Satnam Singh, the temple spokesperson, arrives and gets settled in. Everyone must remove their shoes and wear headscarves. He takes a sip of tea and says Sikhs are vegetarian. Communal meals are served on Sundays at Sikh temples as a service to humanity.
It is our duty to feed everybody. Whosoever comes to your house, it is the house of the God. Philosophy of Sikhism is just to work hard. That's called kirt. Kirt means you have to earn your livelihood with your own hands. You don't depend on somebody else to feed you. And then you recite the name of the God every morning. Then you share your earnings with the less fortunate.
Satnam Singh wears an orange bandana emblazoned with a blue khanda. That's a Sikh iconic crest. He said their holy book is a living scripture.
The written in poetic version, it's poetry, but we have compositions of our six gurus in there, six of them. 1 to 5, then number 9. Yeah. And it got 1,430 pages. And normally we undertake its non-stop recitation when we complete it in 48 hours. And we do that 2-3 times a year on the birth anniversary of our first guru. And then we do it on Mahatarm day of our fifth guru. And there are so many other religious occasions which we can do that. Or sometimes the families, they do it at their own house before the marriage. If their son or daughter getting married, they do that just to make that place holy and make all that function holy.
Man Singh sits quietly beside Satnam Singh, listening carefully. He lives in the temple and is present for anyone who comes through the door. All are welcome, no matter your faith.
All are equal, men, women, rich and poor. That is the main concept of Gurudwara, that everybody has to sit on the carpet on the floor. There is no special treatment for anybody. Even if the king or president or anybody comes and joins the congregation, he has to follow the same principles.
The founder of Sikhism, Guru Nanak Dev, rejected the teachings of Islam. He taught a single message: we are all one with the creator of all creation. Guru Nanak was born in 1469 near Lahore, now present-day Pakistan, a Muslim-majority country. For centuries, Sikh religious leaders, their families, and followers were systematically persecuted and murdered by Muslim zealots. So it was decided to end the practice of supreme leadership to quell targeted violence.
All the poetry, all their writings, that is their spirit. So all the gurus, they live in that spirit, in that book. Their teachings are in there. Our holy book is our guru now.
The line of living guru succession ended with the 10th, Guru Gobind Singh Ji. Their birthdays are celebrated now as sacred holidays, and reincarnation is a belief.
It's our faith that there are 840,000 lives on this earth. And human life, it's the optimum, it's the best life on this planet. And you get it after you go through all those lives. And this is the only life where you have a power or you are able to recite the name of the God.
Pictures of gurus adorn the temple walls, which are painted white. The floor is carpeted. The holy book remains covered under an ornate red cloth on the main altar. This is the second Sikh temple to open in Rogers last January. The first one is called Guru Nanak Temple, the only two in Arkansas. Sikhism counts 27 million members worldwide, with a majority, 75%, living in the northern Indian state of Punjab. 500,000 Sikhs live in the United States, predominantly in the Northeast, Chicago, and the southern West Coast. A small Sikh community in Little Rock hopes to open a temple there. Satnam Singh moved to Arkansas in 2004 to purchase a filling station, White Hawk Center in Rogers, on the corner of Hudson and Dixieland. Back home, he serves as a judicial courts administrator in the Human Resources Department. He studied economics and has a master's in English and political science. He says living in the Ozarks has been good, with a few exceptions.
See, sometimes there are all kind of people in the society, and sometimes we come across the people who don't like to see us. Even in my business, it's a gas station, and I see sometimes the customers, they come in, they look at us, they walk out.
Last summer, a Sikh temple near Milwaukee, Wisconsin, was attacked by a white supremacist who gunned down worshipers, killing six. Reports say that many more would have died had not the temple president attacked the gunman with a butter knife. Satnam Singh says after the mass shooting, his community was contacted by the FBI, as well as Asa Hutchinson, former undersecretary with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, who offered police protection. The community declined. We did not discuss the massacre, but Satnam Singh wished to convey this to listeners.
In our appearance, outward appearance, we look very similar to Muslims. And we put turban on, but our style of tying the turban is different than Muslims. And the Muslims, they also keep beard, but they don't have mustache. We also have the similar dress because we were ruled by Muslims for 500 years before British came in. So we have a lot of in common with Islam. But we are altogether different from Islam. Our teachings are different, and appearance is same. So a lot of people over here, they mistook us as Muslims.
The word Sikh, loosely translated, means one who is learning.
This is the only religion which is most secular. Even our Golden Temple is open to all the castes, all the religions, anybody can. It has four doors. That means you can come into it from any direction, and it doesn't matter which faith you have, what you follow, what you can come there from all directions.
The temple is open from 6 a.m. to noon every day and from 5 to 8 in the evening, weekdays. Northwest Arkansas Sikh Temple is located on a forested district along Highway 71 north of Ulrich Street in Rogers. Sunday morning service begins with breakfast, then recitation of the Holy Book and prayer, ending by 1 p.m. with a vegetarian lunch. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
More information can be found at nwasikhtemple.org. To learn more about the Sikh faith and culture, you can visit sikhnet.com.